Welcome back, everybody, to another one of our continuing series of podcasts with the good folks at Logic. In this series, we're demystifying machine learning, big data, and helping you navigate your way into the future of revenue management. To help us today, I'm with Fabian Bartnick, and he's the VP of Asia Pacific with Logic. How are you, sir?
I am fantastic. How are you, Glenn?
I'm doing
good to speak again.
Yes, it's great to speak with you today as well. I enjoy every time we get on the podcast here because you teach me something different. Now, listen, Fabian, I'm under the big impression that I thought either you had revenue management or didn't have revenue management. I never really thought about it being a cycle of maturity for all different organizations. How do you see this?
You need to look at companies and where they are in the current life cycle. So it's nothing else than really when your children grow up and they go through different stages. Companies are not really different to that aspect. So yes, well, you're right. It's relatively black and white to say, hey, you have RM or you don't have RM.
Right.
We can't forget the 50 shades of gray that sit in between.
Mm.
So while you might not have RM, you're differentiated to somebody who doesn't have RM but really wants to get RM. So you can talk about the dinosaurs that say, hey, no technology, I know what I'm doing, let's not get into that, versus the ones that say, hey, we don't have anything, but we're really interested in taking the next step.
Right. So there are people there.
So we want to get into RM.
Right. So there are people there out there that actually think they are doing revenue management, but they're really not. You call them what? The revenue reporters. They don't. They just kind of think they're doing it. They work off an Excel spreadsheet, but they're not maximizing their opportunity, right?
I would think they might do some form of revenue management or yield management or rate movement, but what is missing is the analytical capabilities behind it to match the outcome. So it's you and me running our hotels and we run them successfully and we're happy with it, but it's you and me making decisions. And if you had a good day, your decisions are generally more optimistic. If you had a bad day, on the other hand, your decisions are... Let's say suboptimal because your emotions kind of say, ah, today I'm not really in the mood to do that, or hey, I'll do that tomorrow.
So it sounds to me like if you're in the world of Star Trek, you don't want, Dr. McCoy setting your rates on a bad day, but you always want Mr. Spock in there because there's no emotion to it, right?
Absolutely. I think that's I learn things from you every time we talk, Len.
Well, I just watch too much TV, Fabian.
Oh, well, likewise.
Okay, so we have that, and then there are a lot of folks out there that do self-taught as well, but want some more analytics and really want to put together a revenue culture.
Absolutely. I think that's the holy grail at the end of the day, is when your entire company is geared towards a revenue culture. And I don't mean everybody's out to get and make more money, but everybody is there supporting the same kind of cause of making sure that the guest experience end to end, meaning all the way from when they book all the way to the end, is taken care of, because then you drive sustainable revenues in the future by that person telling other people about their experience, by agreeing that the price that they pay is really value for money.
Right. The only way, though, that we could really understand all of this is by putting it through a lot of different types of analytics. You know, I'd have thought when you talk about analytics, there's one type of analytics, but there's a lot more different types. And Fabian, I'd love for you to tell me about that, but we're about out of time on this podcast. How about you stick around and next time we get together, you tell me all about the different types of analytics there are.
Fantastic.
Let's go for it. And guys, we'll be back next week with another episode here at Logic, focusing on demystifying big data, machine learning. And next time we'll talk about analytics. So we'll be back next time. Thanks for listening.